Hayes Catholic Schools are getting ready to transition 6th grade from Holy Family Elementary to Thomas More Prep Marion. Junior High Assistant Principal Melissa Schoff stops by to share the details on this episode of the Post Podcast.
We've been very busy. This came to light about a year and a half ago, and a lot of people on board to make this transition happen, and we're super excited. We have a beautiful campus at TMP, and we have room out there, and transitioning kind of into a traditional junior high with 6th, 7th, and 8th grade, and that's going to allow Holy Family to continue to grow, and we're really excited for the things that are coming our way with students and all the activity that's taking place out there.
Yeah, I want to get into that. We had Rachel Wintling with us recently, the Holy Family Elementary principal, and as she was sharing with us the space, they're not going to sit around on it. They're putting that to use, put in a child care center down there at Holy Family, which is pretty cool. But we were talking to get ready on air here, you guys have been doing that construction bit and getting ready. But I'm wondering, you know, kind of how does that work educationally? I mean, do you have to put in new administration and new tracks, or is it kind of just adopting those students into what's already there?
Yeah, we kind of have put the ball into motion almost a year and a half ago of starting this and rolling in. So we will roll them right in with our 7th and 8th graders. We have room on our floor. We have a floor that's just dedicated strictly to our junior high age kids, and the construction that's taking place is letting us put classrooms up there. So what we're working through now is finishing all of that work and now putting all the pieces into play, like the teachers and the staff and the curriculum. So it's a lot of behind the scenes work, but we're really excited to roll it out.
Yeah. Are you going to have to hire any new staff?
Yeah. So we are looking at adding on a couple additional positions to help with that and pick up the 6th grade workload.
Okay. Teachers or just like, I don't know what the word be, support staff? Or both?
It could be both.
Very cool. Well, as you guys are working through that process, I'm curious, like what kind of discussions are being had on how to make that work? Or is it, again, kind of just fitting them into that existing program?
Well, we kind of have really gone off of, you know, 10 years ago, we did not have 7th and 8th grade in Catholic schools. And so 10 years ago when we started that process, we're kind of rolling now with that. So the transition seems a little bit easier as we are just taking our classrooms over at Holy Family and working with Holy Family very closely to make sure that we keep track of all the things that, you know, we're important to those 6th graders that they do over there. And so we are hoping for a smooth transition, and I think it's going to be great. Holy Family is great to work with. We all have a great relationship with each other. So it'll just be moving them over and transitioning and making it their own identity here at the TMP Junior High.
Yeah. You know, educationally, with a junior high student, I know this has kind of changed over the last 10 or 20 years since I've been well out of school. But how does that look now? Is it more that kind of what I think of as a high school schedule with like block scheduling and they're moving around? Or is it more towards the elementary side where they're kind of just one teacher, one room? Or is it a mix of both?
Well, it's kind of a mix of both. We kind of we're hoping to keep some things because at that age, that's a fun age group to see. There's just so much going on. And what you watch is you see that they still have kind of that elementary need, but they're ready to be a little more mature and treat it a little bit more teen-like. So we will balance that with them, and we'll kind of keep it a little bit of both where they have a little bit of that structured elementary setting where they're seeing a teacher a couple times, but they're also traveling around and getting that true junior high experience where you got lockers and you go and you switch classes and see different people throughout the day.
Do they still use the lockers? I've heard that lockers are kind of old school, that they really don't get used anymore.
It's hit and miss. It just depends on the day. Sometimes they still like to hang out at them, I'll tell you that.
Nice. And no, my kid, I have a 5th grader at home in the USD 49 district, and her bag just seems to get bigger and bigger every year. And it's like, she's carrying this massive stuff around all day. And I'm like, use your space.
Yeah, yeah. We do find when they do use their space and might look a little bit like their room sometimes.
Yeah. Well, Melissa, anything else you think the folks out there need to know about this transition or the ongoing process?
Just that we're super excited, and we'd love to visit with anybody that has questions, and happy to answer any of those. So anybody's free to come out, take a look around at the school, ask us questions. Just feel free to stop by or give us a phone call.
Yeah, and I would imagine this time of year, you're probably looking at setting up enrollment for next year too, right?
Yeah, we have pre-enrollment going on, so anybody's free to come by at any time and take a look, see what we have to offer and what our classes look like, and meet our teachers. So that is open to anybody at any time.